Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. It's Friday. Beautiful day out there. Yeah. Got in the news coming up here. Joey Harrington in our 5 o'clock hour, 5:30 to be exact. We'll get to Draymond Green audio.
He might be the most unlikable NBA player in 30 years.
Well, he doesn't do himself any favors, does he?
No.
Let's go ahead and do that now.
Yeah. So if you saw it last night,
we get into hot tape talk, because you got me. You showed me the picture of the tapes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Brittany Fox Girl School is queued up on my Spotify for the next break.
And by the way, in case you were wondering, Brittany Fox is not a female. That is an all male 80s metal.
They were
band.
A hair band. I remember. You don't remember Girl School, that song?
Dude, this thing is bringing so much heat.
Acting girl! From school,
from Britney Fox to Kingdom Come. Don't even get me started on Hurricane Alice or Striper. Dude, the hits just keep coming in this 80s collection that they have.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Do you want to hear it? Let's play it. This was Draymond got his fifth technical.
And some people thought he was going to get ejected and suspended because, once again, he gets the ball stripped from him, and in a shocking development, he has no control over his arms and legs, and he flails his arms for no reason and smacks, I forget who it was, one of the Timberwolves players in the face.
This is Naz Reid.
Naz Reid. So he didn't get ejected, but he did get a technical foul, and Steph Curry had to come over and calm him down. And Steph Curry's in street clothes.
Yeah, he always does that, though. He always does something stupid and then flies off the handle
as if
he's stunned that he got called for. So it's his fifth technical. He's too shy of a one-game suspension, and here's what he said in the locker room after the game. On the Fan.
Fan. Brittany Fox.
I thought you had it. I put it on your page.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on. I can get to it.
All right, me too. Scrolling.
Not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're sick of you.
It's an agenda.
I love how, by the way, we're decided to throw race into this.
Yeah.
We're just...
That's not a good card to play here.
Really? We're just playing that?
It's not, but this is charged on the heels of, I guess they threw out a fan who was hurling racial epithets, or however you say that.
Epithets.
So what does that have to do with...
He was fired up about race because he was having racial slurs thrown at him that night.
So they're...
It doesn't make his comments right, but that's where that's coming from.
They're trying to make him out to be an angry black man? Yeah, okay, you're just an angry guy. You have more suspensions, more technical fouls. You cost your team an NBA championship by kicking someone in the nuts. Like, what are you talking about?
That was a punch. That was a punch to King James's nuts.
Punch in the D.
Are you trying to defend Draymond Green right now?
No, he's awful.
He is such a dip-ass.
Well, I mean, come on. Of all the people in sports, there isn't one who has a more legitimately deserved reputation than Draymond Green.
He punched a teammate in the face and knocked him out.
So he can frame that however he wants to make himself feel better, but to most of us out there, it's simply based on his own actions.
Yeah, you have earned the reputation you have.
I mean, come on,
it's just
man.
Absurd to say that somehow the media is shaping it and that you're trying to make yourself, they're trying to make you out to be an angry black guy and you're sick of it. Real easy way to not to shake this, stop getting technical fouls and stop punching people in the nuts. And kicking them in the face, and it's
and there's so many instances, whether it's this one or the two that happened in the Rockets series, or the kicking of Steven Adams, or the punching of LeBron James, or the one that where he did a spinning back fist on Nurk. I mean, they just keep happening.
It's just it's amazing to me, and maybe he is doing bits, but it truly feels like he thinks that this is what he's saying is true. The lack of self awareness is shocking.
Well,
it really is.
I'm always amazed that. And we were talking about this with Belichick. He did the same thing. Really smart, successful people, sports figures, just anyone. Doesn't have to be sports.
Yeah.
They think the media creates narratives. Like that the media does not make up narratives out of thin air. It does not happen. Dude, I'm telling you, we're in media. I understand the disdain for media.
Sure.
I understand the... just why media has the reputation that it does. It's not a great one, and a lot of it is brought on by itself. The media certainly leans into more interesting elements or sellable elements of a story.
Sure.
But they're never made up.
No.
It just isn't a thing.
Yeah.
So it always comes from somewhere. Now, you may not like that they pick that part out or that becomes a bigger part of the story. Same thing Bill Belichick was talking about.
Yeah.
But that's not – you don't get to control that.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how many people try to control that.
I mean, it's like you can't make Steph Curry out to be an angry whatever color man you want because he's not angry. It's just not. LeBron does this. Like, there's so many people that do this. Or, you know, where if I'm trying to think, the one that I always enjoyed was, at least like with a guy like Charles Barkley, Charles knows that he has flaws. Like, and yes, maybe they are, like you said, disproportionately highlighted versus some of the other things. But when that is a part of your personality, you can't be upset when people report your words and your actions.
I think he's
and athletes love to do that.
How old is he? They do it all the time. It's it's amazing that they aren't better schooled in how to handle media, but it just happens all the time. I mean, Buck and I talked about this while you were away with the Belichick thing and what Jordan Hudson was trying to do. Like, that was PR not 101.
Yes.
Like, how to not conduct PR is how Jordan Hudson is going about business.
Yes.
And that, you know, maybe is understandable because she's 24, it's just no thing.
Yeah.
But I was talking about, and you can, I know you can back this up, in our years in media, how many PR firms or PR people or marketing people or sports information directors, all these people that do, you know, kind of the same types of jobs, how many of them operate this way?
Yeah.
It's shocking. It's like 80, 85% of...
They don't get it.
They don't... They're in the business. It is their job, and they can't... They don't understand.
And it's the part... It's the... You don't get to say what other people are going to think about you and about all of this.
You cannot control that. It's amazing how many try, and they just fail, and they look terrible, and you look stupid, and you look like you're bad at your job, but yet it happens. It's like the prevailing way of handling media. It's really unbelievable.
Yes. When you try to control a narrative... instead of dealing with the narrative, it almost always ends up, it's like anything else, any scandal, the cover-up always ends up being worse than what actually happened. And and yet they make a lot of money and people pay a lot of money for these firms to handle them.
I know.
It's shocking.
It really is shocking. The thing I think is going on with Draymond is he's older, he's almost done. I think there are two interesting things about him, okay? One is his style of play and how he helped the Warriors win multiple championships.
Yes.
He is an interesting player for that reason. Two are his his intensity. He crosses lines. Those are the two things that are interesting about him. Okay. Yeah. So why on earth would you be shocked if one of those two things is being highlighted in the media? You're an idiot if you're shocked by that, because those are the two things you're known for.
Well, and we all,
but I, hold on. I think he is getting old and almost done. Well, he is getting old. He's almost done, and I think he is really uncomfortable with his reputation as a hothead, yeah. and I think it bothers him. And he is now having to come to grips with the fact that, dude, that's going to be a lot of your legacy.
Yeah.
And I think that bothers him.
Well, and what I was thinking along those lines is, and I don't know if you have, you know, parts of this about you. I think we all do, and it's just to varying degrees. I think we all have parts about ourselves that we don't particularly like.
Of course.
Right? And so when someone highlights parts about yourself that you don't like,
bingo.
It hits home a little bit.
So maybe he doesn't like being like this. And that's maybe he can't control himself.
And that's my and that's kind of where I'm going with this is I think that his anger and the flailing stuff and the technical fouls and I think he just loses it. And you know, if you've ever met anyone that has a temper and that has fought over the years, I mean, I've talked about this on the air. I've worked over the years, and I think you've seen it. I think I've worked hard over the 20 years to control some of my temper and some some of my tendencies like that. And when you're in the world of sports, I think sometimes that feeds that flame. You're allowed to get away with it, that you're not allowed to get away with it in regular life. When I played, I had some of that Draymond Green in me. I certainly played with an edge that I don't think is very conducive to real life. But when you get out of sports and you realize that that's not really something that you can get away with in everyday life, you have to really start working towards it. But if you're still, you know, in your 30s and you keep playing sports, you don't really get a chance to deal with that. I'll bet you, a la Barry Bonds and some of the other guys like this, the Bill Laimbeers, I'll bet you when Draymond gets away from basketball, I'll bet you really start to see a different side of him. Because I think
he's been on TNT.
Yes, and he does.
He's interesting.
And he does a really nice job. And
he's a thoughtful guy.
And I think when you remove that aspect from it, I think he will become more comfortable with who he is.
Correct.
I think when you've lived on that edge where you're not the most talented guy and you're not the biggest guy, I think that fire and that edge has fueled him and allowed him to have great success. And yet, I think deep down, he probably hates that side of himself.
Well, I think it bothers him. He knows that he is much deeper and there's more to him than that.
Yes.
But it probably bothers him, as you're saying, that's what we talk about with him. But, dude, it's just like the text said, it's a guy who doesn't want to sleep in the bed that he made.
Yeah. I always say, oh no, it's the consequences of my own actions.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
you'd have more respect for it if he owned up and said, like, listen, this is where I am. This is how I play. Sometimes I cross the line. People aren't going to like it. I wish I could do better, but he's not doing that. He's saying, I'm not like that. That's not me.
Right.
It is. You've shown us.
What Suka's saying is all he has to do, and this is the Charles Barkley thing. Mm. All he has to do, and it could take 15 seconds, as long as that clip we played, is say, listen, I know I'm pretty fiery out there. I think it's part of what has helped me succeed. I don't love that about myself. I am working on that, but it's
flares up.
Sometimes I just make mistakes. Yep. That's all you have to say.
And it's over.
If you say that, people are like, well, okay.
But I think by doing that, I think you admit that the part of you that you hate is... Mm-hmm. A bigger part than
is the thing,
and
it's,
and people struggle with it. Therapy's a hell of a thing, man.
Let's talk about hair metal tapes. All right, bitch.
Thrift store finds. You're heading down there this weekend, aren't you?
Where?
Down to that thrift store.
No, I'm not because I don't have a tape player. However, I am queuing up Britney Fox Girl School on Spotify for the break.
You're telling me your dad Subi doesn't have one?
Let's go. Come on, girl. We'll be right back. I haven't thought about this since 1988 until you brought it up. This is Britney Fox. You remember this hit?
I do remember this. This is an absolute banger.
Britney Fox. What?
Hey, you can have this tape for $9.
That's a little pricey.
I thought so. I thought $9 a tape. I'm like, really? Let's be honest. Sometimes thrift stores and the way they price things, it's... the most puzzling thing in the world. You're like, really? Someone's coming in and spending $9 on a Britney Fox tape? Guessing that's going to be sitting there for a while. But when I went in there, and I'm always fascinated by flipping through records and tapes, they just had, you know, they had one of those old tape holders. And they had like 30 of them in there. And some of the tapes they had, I give you Britney Fox. I give you L.A. Guns.
Hell yeah.
I give you Kingdom Come, Hurricane Alice.
Kingdom Come. That's the band?
That's the band.
I don't remember that.
Kingdom Come. A little band I like to call Striper.
Yeah.
A little band I like to call King Cobra, Thrill of a Lifetime. Don't forget about Slaughter the Wildlife.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed Savatage, not to be confused with Sabotage. No, Savatage. And that would have been the album Gutter Ballet. Steelheart, Tangled in Reins. The Best of White Lion. And then they mix it up with some Bryan Adams and some Gloria Estefan, which I thought was a little odd. And then to finish that up, we had some Whitesnake, some Winger, and some Warrant, followed by Van Morrison and the Rolling Stones. All in one massive tape collection.
There is an album by Slaughter. I think it was, is it Up All Night? I will go to my grave. It was a good album.
Slaughter is, this one is The Wildlife.
The Wildlife.
The
okay.
Wildlife. And yes, King Cobra is spelled with a K on both of those. And yes, I did spend the majority of the afternoon standing in there Googling each one of these bands. And then, of course, then you've had your, you know, your Mr. Biggs. You know, that's some Deep Purple. Some Boston, some Bad Company.
Deep Purple's good.
Yeah, Deep Purple was good.
And you said Rolling Stones?
Yeah, the Rolling Stones were in there.
Come on, man.
Steve Miller Band? That's,
did you, what do you think of Steve Miller Band?
I don't mind Steve Miller Band.
I don't either, but boy.
What?
Well, I feel like it was a moment in time, and then you listen now and you're like, ooh.
Well, I mean, they got Joker and, you know. Now, Steve Miller, here's my thing with Steve Miller Band. Like, I only know the Steve Miller Band as their greatest hits. That, yeah. and that's
you didn't go deep on Steve Miller?
No. But it's a good album. Like, their greatest hits album is a good album.
Yeah. He got some hits on there, but I'm just saying, like, as a band, like, overall.
Mm.
So you don't know anything outside of the...
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think he put out a lot of stuff.
Oh, he did. But, you know, you understand the... And I can picture the CD. It's, like, blue with the horse head on it, you know? Like,
yeah,
I remember that.
That's a big album.
And you got Jungle Love, Take the Money and Run, Rockin' Me, The Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, Jet Airliner.
Joker's a good tune.
You know, there you go. Like, those are, when you take an entire career and you can come up with like 7 songs that you care about, it's fine. But that's the way I view the Steve Miller. I view a lot of people like that, you know, where you got, you know, Bad Company's that way. I remember Bad, what is it? 10 from 6 was the Bad Company's greatest hits. And that's a great greatest hits album. And I don't need to listen to anything other than that.
I'm trying to find the songs on Up All Night by Slaughter. Slaughter. I haven't thought about Slaughter since 1988 either. That band was all right. Am I wrong? They were pretty good.
I don't think they were.
I think they were pretty good as those hair bands go.
Someone is saying physical media has made a huge comeback and it's all overpriced, especially in thrift stores.
Well, yeah, because, well, so obviously vinyl is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But they're saying now tapes are too.
People are making it. I don't know. I just don't understand why you would buy a tape of Slaughter when you can just go on Spotify.
Right.
And...
Well, like I said, I just put Britney Fox Girl School on my playlist.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
Hell yeah. That's a great summer tune. But sitting outside.
Every now and then, like when we're, like if it's a lazy Sunday or Saturday, we'll go down and we'll grab some food and some beers and you wander around. And you know, I don't mind wandering through a thrift shop. And the tape or the album section will always get me. I'll sit there and flip through for 20 minutes and just be like, oh, I remember this. Or like, who the hell is King Cobra? And then you have to look it up. Good times.
King Cobra, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
What'd they do?
Nothing. Absolutely.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Their tape.
They
lives.
Made at least one tape?
Yes.
They made one tape.
It lives to this day.
And if you look up King Cobra, Legend. They look exactly the way you think King Cobra would look.
Let's see what we got.
I also love that back in the 80s, you would name a band King Cobra.
You know, these bands are so obscure and old
yeah.
that oftentimes when you look them up on Spotify, there are other artists by the same name.
Really?
Like that come up first. Like Slaughter has some rapper. No. Slaughter's a freaking band from the 80s.
Yeah.
Apparently not anymore.
There's like Merciful Fate, Mekong Delta, Saxon.
We cannot reduce our show to this. No. Like, we're not playing.
How about some King Cobra?
Spotify from your phone into the microphone.
Well, it'd be nice if we had this music on our.
Well, I'm compiling some of it or trying
God.
To.
God. That was Iron Eagle by King Cobra.
They did Iron Eagle?
Yes, dude.
That's the theme song from the movie series, Iron Eagle.
Go get it and play it. God.
That song's a jam.
The people need it.
Oh, you want to, what number of tangent are we on officially for today?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You want another one?
I think this all stemmed from the elimination of the Hot 5 at 5. There may be no coming back from this.
Your show's better than this.
No, it's not. Sorry, Seth Everett. It's really not.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Hefty bag full of lunch meat.
Who is okay, that? We apologize.
I apologize.
Who is the greatest 80s hair band? Would you say Guns N' Roses? Or do they are they better than...
They're not hair metal. Although, Duke... They had, like, Axl Rose, the original, like, the Appetite for Destruction, he had some metal hair.
It's probably Motley Crue.
The internet says Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Skid Row do anything for you?
No.
Rat is up there.
Hell yeah, Rat.
If you are saying the best hair metal band, I think it probably begins and ends with Motley Crue.
VH1 has Motley Crue 1, Guns N' Roses 2. Poison 3.
See, I just can't put Guns N' Roses in hair metal. I just can't.
They don't really seem hair metal to me either.
I agree with you. It was just the timing of his hair.
Yes.
Well, their hair.
Well, for a brief moment, Axl Rose had full-on 80s hair band hair.
Well, so did, Slash he still
always
does.
But he always had the bucket. You know,
I know, but he had the long hair, and then so did.
Yeah, there's a difference.
They all did.
There's
though.
A difference between having long hair and having like teased perm hair. Like,
yeah, they have Hanoi Rocks number 4, Twisted Sister number 5.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Twisted Sister is
Bon Jovi a hair metal band? They have them 6th. See, yeah, I think I don't know that they are either.
Yeah, I just think of that more of like dad rock, but you're probably in that. You know,
Skid Row 7.
Yeah,
Rat 8. Hell yeah. Kiss 9 and Cinderella 10. Cinderella.
Dude, I will go to my grave, and it might be my most controversial music take. Kiss effing sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's not controversial.
Is it? Because, like, they have the whole thing. Dude, all Kiss is anyone. Kiss is just any one of those bands with better marketing. That's it.
Yeah.
Their songs, absolutely. They have, like, 2 good songs, and the rest of them blow. And they just have the gimmick. That's it. That's all they have.
They had Gene Simmons.
They just have a gimmick.
Simmons is a marketing wizard.
That's it. If you took Poison and gave him some makeup and all that, it's the same damn thing.
Poison. Oof.
It's the same thing, man.
That's so bad.
And yet,
they had some jams,
They
though.
Have 3 or 4 songs that are as good as anything that Kiss ever did. Gun, really?
Were they Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Is that Brett Michaels?
That's Brett Michaels, yes.
Oops, sorry.
Oh my God, now you're just doing Bell Biv DeVoe.
Well, I put in Poison.
No more phone music.
Yes, stop
Why
it.
Why not? Are we going to get sued?
Stop it.
No, it just sounds terrible.
It sounds so second bad. Rate.
Well, then pull them up.
I'm trying.
God, it's a radio station.
It sounds bad, and I'm sitting 3 feet from you.
You ever been on public transportation with a person that has to listen to their music on their phone? It's the worst.
It really is.
Nothing but a good time. That was Poison.
That was Poison, yes.
And Talk again, Dirty to Me.
I take anything, any one of those songs, right? Unskinny,
Nothing But a Good Time is like a good college party anthem.
Unskinny Bop?
Yeah. And if you take... I'm looking at the very best of Kiss. Outside of
what's their top hit?
Rock and Roll All Night.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's it.
I mean, that's an anthem.
That is.
I think Detroit Rock City is a good song.
Okay, you got 2, but again, Love Gun is one of their greatest hits. That's not any better than anything that Poison ever did. Kiss just sucks.
What
they
about
just have
Lick
good
it
marketing.
Up. Did you guys like Lick It Up?
Lick It Up.
Strutter.
My God.
Hell yeah.
But I also had to point out, when they took off their makeup and tried to be a real band, everyone universally told them to go F themselves.
No, pound sand, go back to
your
makeup.
And they were like, all right, I guess we'll put the makeup back on and play the same 8 songs.
Can you play the Iron Eagle song or what?
I'm getting it right now.
Oh my God.
It's not in our system, which means I have to stream it into the system.
How
is
it that
now.
We don't, we have 5
You think
music...
we have the Iron Eagle song?
Well, I think we have 5 music stations here. We should have most of the music, yes. We used to. Why don't we have that anymore?
I just searched it. We do not have it, as expected.
Boy. This is
we have a classic rock station right
there. Because
none
of our music stations play Iron Eagle.
I don't think Iron Eagle gets
it's
played
not
on
in the
KGON.
Rotation.
Rob's got a case of the supposedest.
Where's Greg Glover when you need him?
You think Greg Glover knows about King Cobra?
Oh, he probably does.
Hell yeah, like, yeah. Dude.
Have he probably loves the movie Iron Eagle.
Have you ever talked to him about 80s music at all?
No, is he an 80s aficionado?
He knows everything. And I mean everything.
Does he think Kiss sucks too?
That's a good question. I don't know. I remember the one guy who thought who wanted to fight you for that take was Skippy. Do you remember
him?
Yeah,
I do remember
he
Skippy.
He loved Kiss. He thought you were an idiot.
Well, your name was Skippy. Sorry about that.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Skippy.
What an idiot.
I mean, can't talk about stupid. How he got fired.
Well, now we got to go. Nice job by us pulling up all this great music.
I think we got one sports segment out of six so far. It's nice.
We had that. No,
Friday
we had
vibes.
We had Draymond and Bill.
That's maybe adjacent.
Yeah. Big fan swag news.
That's right.
Three. That's three segments. Don't shortchange us.
Let's get to in the news. An interesting development in the Kyron Horman case.
Is it really?
I think it kind of is.
As I saw it, no.
And also, wildfire season is going to be bad. So thanks, Obama.
Yeah, buckle up. Thanks, Biden.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So this is the Iron Eagle song. Boy, this is bad.
Bad, you mean awesome.
Right. Why is our music not more of this? I mean, come on. What are we even doing?
What are we doing anymore?
Wow.
What?
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 Wow. I've never heard this song. There's King Cobra. If you want to get that tape.
$9. Some random thrift store in downtown Vancouver. I don't know which one it is.
The date is May 9, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.gov.
What we just talked about. If you've been injured at a Britney Fox show, call the Advocates.
It is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh.
So pour one out for all your lost sockies.
I throw them away.
Yeah. Because the chances of you finding them.
I give it like maybe a week, maybe a 10-day rotation. But if like the third or fourth time I open up the drawer and I can't find your compadre.
Yeah, see.
You're gone.
This may be controversial, but my socks do not go into the drawer unless they are paired.
Oh, really?
So if there is a lone shark, it goes in another drawer. At least my wife used to put them in another drawer.
Yeah.
But for me, if I take note of all socks after coming out of the wash and going into and coming out of the dryer, I take note of all socks. I take inventory. Okay. So if I'm missing a sock, I'm going to find it right then and there. If I do not, that means it was never put in there and it's gone and I'm out. Hmm. And I just throw that sock away. Because it's like murders.
Yeah.
You got to, that first 24 hours is the key.
Yeah.
So the first 3 seconds, let's go 3 minutes after you pull it out of the dryer, you should be able to find that sock. Maybe it fell. Maybe it didn't come out of the wash.
Sure.
Maybe it fell down below the under the dryer.
You're a sock sleuth.
I always think it's like underneath the dryer or something, and I'm not willing to go looking for it. Socks aren't that expensive.
Yeah. It is also Fintastic Friday, which means now this was put together by some whale hippies.
Fintastic?
Yeah, it means giving sharks a voice day. Yeah, they feel like sharks needed a voice.
Well, that's probably true. Sharks get a bad rap. They're
and that's exactly,
doing...
Their whole goal with this day is to try to teach kids that sharks don't want to eat your face.
No, I do feel bad. Like, when you see, like, those videos of, like, they fin the sharks and they dump. I mean, that sucks. I mean, look, I got nothing against the shark. They're kind of scary, but, you know, they're just out there doing shark things.
Well, Jaws, I mean,
yeah,
they should sue Jaws.
Seriously. That Jaws did more to harm an animal than maybe any other single thing. I mean, it's, you know, and you've now seen like people can swim with great whites and they're not after you. They're not trying to eat people. They just think you're a fat seal. Lose some weight.
It's been nearly 15 years since Kyron Horman was last seen at an elementary school in Northwest Portland.
Yeah.
On Friday, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office said it is renewing efforts toward pursuing justice in this case and will work with other agencies to reevaluate newly digitized case files.
Which I didn't understand this. Like you said, it was interesting. It just, you're going to go over the same stuff you have that you've had for 15 years. You're just going to digitize it. And by the way, everyone knows who did it.
So no one's ever been charged. But, he was 7 at the time.
But we know who did it.
He went missing from Skyline Elementary School on June 4th, 2010. The sheriff's office said it has spent the past year working with Gresham police detectives to digitize and reorganize the entire case, which includes scanning thousands of pieces of evidence. Once the case is digitized, the sheriff's office said the FBI's behavioral analysis unit will reevaluate the files. According to that office, they use behavioral and psychological analysis to pore over past statements and evidence. They will ultimately then give investigators suggestions based on patterns from similar historic and current cases nationwide.
But again, they know who did it. They just can't prove it. I talked with it, ma'am.
Be careful.
I know. Okay. Well, I talked with someone that was involved in this case. I have friends that are in the police force, and every one of them is like, we absolutely know who did this. But there's a difference between knowing that they did it, and it's, you know, I don't want to say it, because again, that gets into a weird thing, but anyone that's paid any attention to the case, it's not hard, so unless there's something in this evidence, like, this just makes it sound like they're like, whoa, we're going to find out who did it, and with behavior, no. Is there a piece of evidence that can link the person that you know they did it with? We've never even found the body. I just think this is going to be one of those things where either someone is going to stumble upon something years later that's been dislodged, or eventually someone's going to break and have like a deathbed confession. Other than that, I don't know what there is to find. There's not a mysterious killer wandering around.
Multnomah County District Attorney Nathan Vasquez said, as we approach the 15th anniversary of Kyron Horman's disappearance, I want to reaffirm my continued commitment to this case. My office has begun a thorough and methodical review of the case with fresh eyes, and we look forward to receiving further analysis from the Sheriff's Office and the FBI. Our focus remains where it has always been, on Kyron and his family.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't think of anything worse than losing a child, let alone losing a child knowing who's responsible for your child being gone and still not being able to do anything about it, knowing that that person has never been held accountable. I don't know how they do that. I really don't know how his father has managed to go on for 15 years. I'm not certain I could do it.
Oregon is expected to have an extremely hot and dry summer.
So we're going to burn.
Setting the state up for a potentially devastating wildfire season. That was the message from Governor Tina Kotek. Do you remember her?
I do.
No-toll Tina.
No-toll Tina.
She held a press conference this week. She says, while parts of the state benefited from decent snowpack and rainfall, that could actually make wildfires even worse because more precipitation could mean more grasses, brush, and other vegetation that can dry out in the dead of summer.
So can we all just take a second and not be idiots this summer and like light fires the month's dry brush?
On fire emojis.
Meanwhile, the federal government has slashed staffing nationwide, including employees who help fight fires on federal lands, which make up over half of Oregon's land base.
This ought to be great.
So Democratic Senators Jeff Merkley and Patty Murray being from Washington, are convening a conference to highlight how federal staffing cuts are seriously undermining wildfire preparedness and response in the Pacific Northwest.
So we know that the state's going to burn, the area is going to burn, and we have less people and less resources to fight it. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
You tired of winning yet?
What? What did you just say?
Nothing.
What was that?
Nothing. Why are you going there? Look forward to it this summer. It's going to be good.
We just got to rake them.
We don't have anyone to rake them anymore. We have less people to rake.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. All right, up next, there is outrage, but Alaska Airlines doesn't think so.
Oh, so it's fake outrage.
According to them.
Fake news.
I have an update on the door plug incident lawsuit.
Oh, I remember that.
That will be next on In the News on The Fan.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games.
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Here's your winger.
Yes.
You know this song? 17, bro.
She's only 17.
Which is creepy. Yeah,
they sung a lot in the 80s and the 90s. They sung a
They sung
lot about
way too much about young girls in the rock and roll era.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah. Got Ted Nugent sometimes.
Oh, I'm only 17.
Oh, I thought it was she's only 17.
Look at us. Unfairly.
Hey, does Winger need an apology?
I think from you, yeah.
I'm sorry, kid.
I'm only 17. Oh. Oh. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm going to look up some.
It's I'm only 17. Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me. In other words, they're both underage, so it's cool. This is problematic.
Okay, we apologize.
This is in the news, May 9, 2025. Hi. A judge has rejected Boeing's attempt to dismiss a lawsuit brought forth by the passengers on board Alaska Airlines Flight 1282, where a door plug blew off mid-flight over Portland.
They tried to dismiss the lawsuit as if that wasn't sue-worthy?
Right. Boeing, yes, exactly.
Well, I would think that if I am flying on an airplane and the door falls off, yeah, I'd probably have a right to some sort of compensation.
38 passengers are suing Boeing, claiming outrage. However, the judge was not buying Boeing's dismissal claims.
No.
In order to
nice
prove
play, Boeing.
In order to prove outrage, the lawyers will have to prove that Boeing's actions were intentional or reckless and be so outrageous in character and so extreme in degree as to go beyond all possible bounds of decency and be regarded as atrocious and utterly intolerable in a civil community. According to Strittmater firm, which is representing the passengers.
Sure.
The attorneys pointed to the four retention bolts used to secure the door plug that were not replaced following repairs at Boeing.
I'm going
to
say that that does seem, in a civil society, that does seem a bit egregious. That no one bothered to, bolt the door in.
Yeah, a bit of a problem.
I would say so.
The rivet repairs were done by contractors working for Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems, and the door plug had been moving during the 154 flights made before it blew out. There was also a big bang right before it blew out.
No one at Boeing thought, it'll be fine.
Oxygen masks were deployed.
I still can't imagine how truly scary that would be, and everyone turned out to be okay. Remember the one dude got his shirt ripped off?
Yeah, he was sitting right there.
He was sitting right there.
Good thing he was strapped in. You know what I'm saying?
I will say that I buckle my safe. I do not ignore the seatbelt warning. No, if I'm in my seat, my seatbelt is fastened.
Yeah, me too.
And I didn't used to always be that way.
Well, that's mainly just for
turbulence.
Big bumps.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Because you can hit your head, especially a tall guy like me.
Oh, yeah. I used to ignore the seatbelt when I'm sitting down. I don't. I take it seriously now. I buckle up.
Bonus in the news.
I like bonus news.
Leave it to Portland to highlight protest songs. But Songs of Power and Protest is a songwriter showcase that's happening in Portland. Oh, damn it. It already happened. Rat farts.
Damn
April
it.
26th. We missed it.
You missed it by a while, by the way.
Totally.
It's May 9th.
Yeah.
I was getting excited about going to hear some local protest songs.
Yeah, they were having it at the Craven Gravy Social Club.
Gosh. Are we going to get some bangers like There's a Hole in the Sky and Whose Side Are You On?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood. sun, a lack of light
like
and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground.
I'm not kidding.
A magnificent
you could do a
tree
lot worse
was murdered.
Then
the mighty dollar
getting
cut
ripped
it down.
And then showing up at one of these things and just listening to people sing their protest.
Oh, I think
songs.
People do that.
That would be amazing.
But they this event was a gathering to talk about the showcase and the power of music to express your dissent, which I think is a good. I think that's a good use of time.
Yeah, I'm bummed. I would have liked to have gone at the what social club?
Craven Gravy.
Don't know that one.
Wait, so is that a social club specifically for people who crave gravy? The Craven Gravy Social Club?
That would be oddly specific. But
I, it seems that way, but I can't deduce any other thing that means.
I've never heard of it.
No, but don't we all crave gravy from time to time?
On North Tillamook.
Who doesn't like gravy? Don't skip on the gravy. Not sure that you could think of something worse.
I like
for
gravy,
you.
But I wouldn't join a social club over it.
I think it's probably just a clever name.
Probably.
You know.
Would you join a social club? Like, what would get you to join a social club?
Well, like golf. I mean, that's why
golf club.
That's why golf clubs exist.
Well, we've talked about joining like the Elks or something. You know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, the bottom line is cheap drinks and you know, a reason to get away from the family and no real responsibility. The Loyal Order of the Water Buffalo or whatever. Was it Cape and Pistol? Yeah, I want some sort of weird secret society thing where I get to wear, you know, I get to wear a robe. Maybe a cool hat. Something with antlers.
We have the Mat Club down there.
Yeah, I got no time.
That's a social club.
Is it?
I mean, to some extent.
Yeah.
We have the Arlington Club.
Yeah, those all seem lame. Yeah, was there a thing like where they were like opening a social club in Portland, but like if you joined it, you could have all the other social clubs across the country too? We talked about that. On in the news.
Yeah, it's a new one. It's they're popping up. I think there's one in New York, and
yeah,
I think there is
called
one here in Portland.
Yeah.
It's like a rich guy club,
yeah,
only no golf course. It's like city.
You just show up and like be a hipster.
And there's also the Multnomah Whiskey Library.
Oh.
You know, that's a club.
That's kind of cool.
You have to be a member to go in there.
Yeah. There's a secret cigar club in Vancouver that I want to be a part of, and I never will be, and I'm kind of jealous of it.
Secret?
Well, they don't advertise it.
It's not a secret anymore.
Well, there's no real name for it, and it's just, like, it's in a building that you would never know. There's no markings, and there's only a handful of members. You have to know someone to be invited, and, yeah, it's a kick-ass place. And you go in there, and it's a cigar club. And like there's no way to join it. They're not looking for new members. It's a handful of people. They keep it pretty small. But if you get an invite to go out there, it's a badass place.
Does anybody know of the Arlington Club? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So this says it's nestled in the heart of Portland's downtown. It has a rich history dating back to 1867. It's an esteemed social club providing a distinguished setting for members to socialize, network, and enjoy upscale amenities. Mm. Boy, I tell you, this has bad written all over
it. Yeah, there's a Ferrari in one of the photos.
From elegant dining experiences to engaging social gatherings, the Arlington Club aims to foster a sense of community among its members.
Look, unless there's bird masks involved, I'm out. I want something weird.
This historic club continues to be a treasured institution in Portland. I've never heard of it.
They're hunting,
of course, I'm known.
They're hunting minorities in the basement, aren't they?
Dude, I bet you weird stuff's going on at the Arlington Club.
Squid Game stuff.
There's also Town Club, which is Portland's distinguished women's-only social club, established in 1928.
It's like the sports bra.
Yeah. Rich history. The Town Club has maintained its reputation as a premier social club for the ladies.
Maybe they have their meetings at the sports bra.
Someone is saying the Arlington House used to be a whorehouse.
There's a house?
Well, yeah, they're saying that it used to be a house of ill repute, which, if that's the case,
really?
Kick ass. Yeah, Soho House is the one that we were talking about, the new one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one that started in New York.
Yeah, now they're branching out in all the different cities. And if you buy one, then you can go to all the other ones.
Is anybody listening to us right now a member at Soho Club?
Talk to me. I want to know
Text
about...
Text us, please.
I want to know what goes on at this Arlington place.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I mean, it's all male.
Oh, sausage.
And a stunning turn of events, largely white.
Oh, who would have thought?
Yeah, that's a shocker. Consists of... I'm moving more into the whites. It consists of banking and business leadership. See, that's the type of stuff where bad stuff goes down.
Well, I'm waiting.
Deals are made.
I'm waiting for one day to someone to invite me to some private club and for it to get really weird.
Well, this is Swigard's philosophy. We've talked about this a million times, but he believes all decisions come down to five guys in a room.
Yes.
And, of course,
rich white guys.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Probably.
In the end. Yeah. And it's stuff like it doesn't happen in Congress. It happens at the freaking Arlington clubs of the world.
And I want to be in the room where it happens. You know, like when you're watching what was the
Secret Society?
Severance.
Yeah.
I want to go to a waffle party. I want to see some weird rich guy stuff. I want to go to Jody Allen. Let's go. I want to see what Jody Allen's up to.
There's your ticket.
Yes. Just once, I want to see some really weird, uncomfortable rich guy stuff where it's like, whoa, what is happening right now? Yes. That. They're like eating off other human beings, you know, there's like human tables. I want some real weird stuff. Let's go.
That is in the news May 9, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, not the hot five at five. We get into basketball things on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.